I want to welcome everyone to another episode of Shypedia, Chicago Media for the People. This is Marsha Marsha. In the studio with me, I have one of Chicago's very own, Kareem Wells, also known as Mr. KWOE. What does KWOE stand for?
It stands for Know Your Genius, Work with Purpose, Own Your Actions, Explore the World. Cool.
All right.
It's a way of life.
It's the way of life.
It's a way of life.
Know your genius.
Yes. Work with purpose.
Work with purpose.
Own your actions.
Own your actions.
Explore the world.
Explore the world.
Yes.
That's important. Know you're a genius.
Mm-hmm.
That's confidence.
Yes.
Work with purpose.
Yes.
Know what you're...
No. Work with purpose. Own your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And explore the world. It means everything, you know, like everything that you do, you got to own it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to own it. The good, the bad, the ugly, you got to own it. And you got to explore the world.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see what's out there. You got to get out of that 4-block radius. You know, I've been, you know, on the west side of Chicago my whole life. And, you know, sometimes you can get trapped in just a 8-block radius. And you know, think that's the only thing that's out there. But then you finally get out and you get out and you explore. You start seeing it's a lot of possibilities, a lot of opportunities out there. And I have had that opportunity to do that.
All right. So let's start from the beginning then.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have that. And we know you as Kareem Wells and KWOE, what that stands for now. But Kareem Wells, who are you? What do you do? When I was introduced to you, I was introduced to you as being the king of the mitzvahs.
Yes.
Okay.
That's one side of me. That's one aspect to who I am. I actually do a lot of entertainment.
Okay.
For private events.
Okay, so, you know, this was different, though, because I saw the email. I said, mitzvahs.
Like bar and bat
mitzvahs. So he's an African-American guy.
Yes, I'm black.
And he's a black guy.
Yes, from the west side of Chicago.
And this is, you don't really see that very often. How did this come about?
Well, it started from... actually getting a call one day. I was downtown working on music in the office in the studio, and I got a call from one of my half-brothers, and he was actually a dancer on parties, private events, and they were short a dancer. He calls me. He like, yo, we need somebody to come and dance and fill in. I was like, bro, what are you talking about, man? Like, what is you on? Like, I'm not sure I want to do that. And he's like, no, trust me, it's cool, just wear all black. I go over there. I was at Excalibur nightclub at the time, and I get there and I see all these, you know, all these kids. I was like, how did all these kids get inside this night? You know, I'm thinking, how did all these kids get in this nightclub? And then I see a lot of adults. I come in. I mean, the party was lit. It was turned all the way up. You know, kids jumping around, adults singing and dancing. I was just like blown away. Like, what is this? And I went up to the guy that was emceeing. He was like, I said to him, I said, hey, what is this? Like, is 50 a birthday party or something? And he was like, nah, it's his son's party. And he pointed to the 13-year-old kid, and I was just blown away. I couldn't believe, you know, what I was seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you see that many people celebrating and singing, you wondering, like, yo, is this a birthday party or something? It wasn't. It was a celebration to a very sacred ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids do, they have a service, you know, and it's a coming of age thing for a Jewish girl or boy. You know,
because he was 13.
Yes, he turned 13 and he's becoming a man. And he has a whole bunch of things he has to do since he was, you know, like was 10, you know, that he worked towards, you know, getting, you know, his service done and learning the Torah. And it was a whole big religious thing behind it. It wasn't just about having a party. And that's the thing I thought was beautiful. I thought mm-hmm. it was amazing, you know, to know that these kids are doing this as a religious duty that they have to their family. Family, to mm-hmm. tradition, and just they were, you know, celebrating that. And I thought that was I think that's a wonderful thing. I just thought it was amazing when I saw it for the first time. I couldn't believe it.
Okay, so you go to this party and you experience this. This is all new to you. You see all these kids. Okay, now your half brother, he invited you out to dance?
Yes, to dance. It's just to pump the crowd up, to get the crowd going.
Now,
like
this a reputation that you've always had, being a dancer?
Listen, I've always been a dancer since I was a kid. I mean, you know, performing. You know, I'm a recording artist. I'm a Level Next Music recording artist. So it started when I was a kid, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, way before the bar mitzvah stuff, way before the private events and owning the company and stuff. It started on the west side of Chicago with my mother. You know, my mother being a singer, my mother being a performing artist herself. She was in a group called Coffee. Shout out, Mom. I love you, Mom. You know that. I'm going to always tell that. I'm going to tell it what it is.
Coffee Women. Tell us about Coffee real quick.
So the name of my mother's group was Coffee. It was three of them. It was Elaine, Gwen, and my mother. And they were like disco R&B, like, you know, disco R&B kind of group. They were singing on the Kool and the Gang stuff, like Lady.
Like a dream. It
background.
Wasn't like a dream girl type of thing.
Nah. They was doing disco and wearing tight outfits and stuff like that.
Hey, you know what? Before you was here, Mama had a life.
She had a life. But you know, we you know, grew up on the west side of Chicago. They used to perform at rehearse at the Boys Club in Henry Horner Project Homes. They had a Boys Club over there. And my mother, I used to watching my mother rehearse with the band. And watch them sing and dance and look at the musicians and stuff. And it always inspired me. You know, I grew up around music. You know, my father, you know, he was never in my life, but he was in the singing group as well. So I come from, you know, a musical background, a love for entertainment. And growing up where I grew up at, you know, you didn't feel you had a lot of options. You know, growing up on the west side, where, you know, poverty and, you know, all the gang violence and the drugs and all those things that plagued the neighborhoods, the outlet was music, you know. Unfortunately, I did, you know, do some time in the streets. You know, I did some things I shouldn't have been doing to get by and to survive, and I did those things. I made quite a few mistakes, you know, during my teenage years. I had my first child when I was 16. I got kicked out of high school. I mean, all the things you could possibly think of, you know, happened to me, and I never thought, you know, I was doing anything wrong. You know, I thought it was, you know, this is how you survive.
You thought that was a normal way of living.
Yes.
And this is the story that you hear so often.
Yeah.
We all know how this play. And very, not often so where people make it out of it. They may not survive it, or they may not be free. They're incarcerated behind their decisions or their actions. And what I heard you say, a few things, the fact that, you know, your mom, you were raised by a single parent.
Yes.
Your dad wasn't around.
Never.
And you grew up on the west side of town. So you thought this is what you were, you know, around every day.
Every day you're around that, and, you know, you have that. You know, you have that 4-block, 8-block radius mentality where you think this is the only thing that exists.
Right, because you weren't exposed to much.
Wasn't exposed to much until, you know, my mother started, you know, telling us to open our minds up and think about the things that are out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, outside of.
So Mom, by her being in this singing group, though, she had a little bit of that exposure that she was able to share with you.
Yes, she shared a lot of it with us. I remember her performing for like the mayor. Like, it was like Jane Byrne and Harold Washington. I remember meeting him as a little kid. As a little kid, I remember meeting Harold Washington. I remember, you know, sitting in the limousine with my mother, even though it was poor as I don't know what, but they still, you know, got to experience certain things, and I got to see that, you know. But unfortunately, I took, you know, the route that a lot of, not all, but some black men, young black men take. You know, I decided to get more involved in the street life and more involved in what was going on out there, even though I was dancing and loving, you know, music and things like that. But I wanted to eat, and I just wanted more. I just wanted something out of life, you know. So I pursued that, and some of the neighborhood guys embraced me. They made me feel like I was wanted and loved, and it turns out, you know, those I see some of those guys to this day, and those same guys back then, you know, they were loving. They, no matter how you looked at it, they had love for the shorties in the neighborhood, for the young guys in the neighborhood. And I learned how to be tough. I learned how to love. I learned a lot of things being in the streets. People always think the streets is like this horrible, evil place. You know, it could be pretty bad at times, and yes, but there is love, and there is respect, and there's a lot of people who want more out of life than just the street life. And some of those people, like a dear friend of mine, Marshall Hill, We called him Chief, Marshal Chief Hill Jr. He, unfortunately, he lost his life to the street life. But he showed me how to do everything in the streets. But he also saw something in me, and he told me, you can no longer do this. This is not for you. And I had guys like that, like from Vess and Pretty Willie and Ronnie and just George, people that I really looked up to, people that I believed in and I would have done anything for. Those were the same people that even to this day believe in me. You know what I mean? They're no longer in those activities, but they look at what I'm doing and they go, you doing something. You making us all proud. And that's why I gotta give back, always give back to the community. You know, I have to, you know, through years of believing in something. See, if you can believe in something, just it don't matter what it is, something. And I'm saying this to everybody that's listening. If you believe in something, you just have to stick with it. You can't quit. I tell people three things. You've got to dream big, never give up, and always give back. Period. That's the way I live. And I'm never going to change that because of what I came from. You know, and I feel like I'm making up, you know, the works that I'm doing in the community in Inglewood, the works that I'm doing on the west side of Chicago, giving back to the community and mentoring, you know, little boys and girls and adults, too. I really feel like I'm giving back. I feel like I'm making up for all the things I ever did wrong. So it's a part of my day to day. You know, like every day I'm looking for something, whether it's with my PR, shout out Kimberly Rudd, Rudd Resource, shout out to y'all. Mm-hmm. My manager Stephanie Fields, Level Next Music, Ivan Dupay, Tanja, Taylor Rich, just my whole team, my whole Flow Entertainment team, the Bar Mitzvah company and entertainment company that I have. All those things that I'm involved with, all the brands that I'm involved with, I have to be doing something positive with them. If not, what am I really doing? Mm-hmm. The only way I can be truly successful and truly get somewhere is by having positive things at the forefront. You know, giving back at the forefront of what I'm doing.
How are you able to remain so positive, though?
I have children. I have a mother. I got black people, men and women and children who are dependent on me. And you have to own everything. Just like when I was in the streets, I owned it. You know, I have to own who I am. When I say I'm the king of the mitzvahs, look up what mitzvahs mean. It's not just this party for Jewish people. Mitzvahs means a good deed due to religious duty. Mitzvah. Mm-hmm. It means a good deed due to religious duty. And I believe that's what I'm doing. And fortunate, I get to have fun doing it. You know, whether I'm going back in the community and just hanging with the kids, talking to them, a lot of speaking engagements. It don't matter. I as long as I get to do something positive and influence. And I believe I'm the bridge. You know, like when you look back at people like, you know, Harriet Tubman and the things that she did, like to get us free, the things she built, you know, helping build that underground railroad and that way out. I believe that of today's time, I'm one of those people, too. And I got to own it. You know, to come from where I came from, a high school dropout and ex-drug dealer, high school dropout, all those things. Hey, there's nothing I can't do. When I stopped selling drugs, I got a job at the East Bank Club, a very fancy little health club downtown for the wealthy people with money. Right. I went from drug dealing to that because I didn't have an education, but I did not give up. And I got outside of the blocks. And I got to see that there was something out there special. And I embraced it. And I went from that to waiting tables. And I went from busing tables to pursuing my music. Because Chief gave me an option when he told me I had to get out of what I was doing. He was like, yo, you got three options. You got three. And he was serious. He was like, either go back to school, get a job, or pursue your music. So I did two. I pursued my music, and I got a job. And he put me up in an apartment in a different neighborhood where nobody knew me, put me in a nice place and told me, you got to do this.
Wow.
He did that for me. So when you ask me, why do I remain positive? I owe a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Chief is no longer living. He lost his life to the streets.
To the streets.
Yes. And ever since then, I've never looked back. Mm-hmm. I've never looked back. I tried to put one foot in, doing something positive, and one foot out. But that don't work. that does not work. So I had to give it all I had, and I did. And I kept going and kept going, and so many opportunities came to me. You know, to be the owner. I don't work for somebody. I'm the actual owner of the company. I got 36 dancers. I got roadies. I got sound and lighting, you know, sound and lighting guys. It's real. Dancers, MCs, DJ. And I don't take this for granted. And I get to do my music. I've been an artist since I was 16. I've been an artist. So I've been doing positive music since even when I was doing negative stuff, I was still doing positive music. I just didn't want to curse in my lyrics. I didn't want to, because that's not what I was about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can call me a scary drug dealer if you want to. That's what I was. I really was doing it just to eat and give my mama something, to like just to have something. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. But the mentality I always had was hustle. And it wasn't take advantage of people hustle. It was keep going type of hustle. And, you know, you learn words like integrity as you get older, and you learn words like love, and you learn words like respect, true respect. And as I got older, I started learning those things. The more I got out of the situation I was in, I started learning and experiencing. I started experiencing more things. And to me, there's nothing like that to know, yo, I can do this, this, this. Nothing I can't do. I went back and got my GED 2 years ago.
Okay.
Do you hear what I tell you?
Yeah.
I was out speaking to kids,
mm-hmm.
literally speaking to kids at schools, motivational speaking now, not even thinking I was going to be a person to do motivational speaking, right? I get in these schools and I'm telling these kids, you got to do what's right. You got to blah, blah, just never give up, you know, trying to share my life with them. And I noticed that something was missing. There was something inside of me that was just completely missing.
You felt as though, how am I able to sit here and give these kids all of this advice, and I didn't even finish school myself. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm sitting in these schools talking to these kids, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Something not in my gut feeling. You know, when you get that, you know, that feeling in your stomach where you just like, you uneasy every time. I was uneasy every time. And then one day I just said it. I never revealed this publicly to anyone. Because, you know, when you get a little bit of money and you get material things and you get all these, you know, you start traveling, you're seeing all these things, people tend to think he had to have went to college. Oh, he had to have taken business. Yeah, I took business on the streets. It's the same business. It's just that you don't get a diploma.
So that would leave a person to think, all right, he's doing all these things and he's not educated. Well, that means I don't need to go to school in order to get where I need to be.
Yes, and that is not what I want kids to know and people to know. I think you need education. I think mm-hmm. you need to be well educated, because the truth is, had I went to school for music, the thing that I'm doing right now all the time, like professionally getting paid to do it, I could have used schooling. I wouldn't know how to read music right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would know how to read music. It could have advanced me, and learning more about the business could have advanced me years, because it took a lot longer for me to understand things and to learn things because I did not get that proper education.
But you did learn it, and now you own your own company.
Yes.
Talk to us more about this company.
Yes. I have a company. It's called Flow Entertainment. We specialize in private events. We do a lot of bar mitzvahs, but we do anniversaries, weddings, corporate gigs. We do all kinds of stuff in Chicago and outside of Chicago. Dancers, DJs, MCs.
The full experience.
Like, the full experience.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's musicians, we have a band, orchestra.
Wow.
And we're really into one another. It's a family, you know, environment. And everybody that works for the company understands that this company is modeled after me, but I'm not your boss. I will not allow anyone to call me their boss.
Okay.
Because I want everybody to have the mindset of, I'm my own boss and I'm in a partnership, because it's all about relationships. Even when I meet with the families, when I meet with all these families on the North Shore, Highland Park, Glencoe, Northbrook, all these different places, it's about the relationship. It's not just about going and turning on some music and just there dancing. No,
so
it's about
who are
the
people that you're hiring for this company?
The people that I have working for me, a lot of the people are from the south side of Chicago, Inglewood, the west side.
Mm-hmm.
We have some people, a couple from, you know, up north, but mainly from the hood. and it's people that I want to experience.
So mostly young guys and females as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and they're all very open, and people who are very talented and have big dreams.
And you see a lot of them who have the same experience that you had growing up yourself. You see yourself in a lot of these kids.
Yes, as one guy in particular. His name is Leo. He went to the same high school I went to. I watched him have a baby at a young age. I watched him, be involved. I could see the streets pulling him in. His sister actually pulled me to the side. I was speaking at an event on the west side, and she pulled me to the side and said, can you meet with my little brother? I would love for you to meet with him, because he just needs to hear somebody pause. He just needs somebody pause. And I know he's talented. He's a good dancer, because he likes bopping and stuff like that. And I met with him. And when I met with that brother, I fell in love with that brother. I was like, yo, he got a lot of potential. He has a lot of potential. And to this day, I've watched him grow over the last few years. And I'm watching him grow into a man. I'm watching him be responsible and take care of his daughter. And he's working. He's working with the company. And he's good at what he do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just watching him grow. And that to me is what's needed. Jobs.
Yes, absolutely. Because with a gift like that, a lot of kids may feel, I could bop. I can do all of this. Mm-hmm. But where can I go with this?
Exactly.
Where can I go?
Exactly. And that's the thing that we're providing. We're providing, here's where you can go. And you got to remember, my network of people has a large net worth. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of doctors and lawyers and entertainment lawyers. I know a lot of people who can help me help you to help us. That's what I always tell everybody.
Yeah.
And it's about those relationships.
Yes, it is.
And that's the thing that I've learned. It's about having good relationships. It's a good relationship. Like, being here today, it's a good relationship that got me here today.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't take that for granted at all. I don't take it lightly. I'm like, I honor this. It's a privilege to be here at WGN Radio. It's a privilege to be here with you on this show. I feel likewise. Like, I really mean, mm-hmm. I don't take it for granted, because I know that babies, and I know that my people are watching me. I know that other people are watching me on the other side of the bridge. I know people are watching me, and I'm owning who I am. I used to get, man, how are you doing all these parties for all these white people? And I'm like, wait, what? Like, people really said, like, when I was selling drugs, it was cool.
You can't be closed-minded.
Yeah.
That's being closed-minded.
This is my profession.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is what I do.
This is your job. And you can't just focus on, okay, well, I'm black, so I'm just going to work with black people. I'm just going to be in the community doing parties.
I work with everybody, and I'm going to continue to work with everybody. And I like being a bridge.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I like being a bridge that can bring people together from all over. And that's something I'm going to keep doing. I don't care what anybody say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stay true to who I am and what I do.
You're painting a picture pretty much, because not only for our younger youth, but also when it comes to other nationalities, when you're working with whites, they always have this stigma or this stereotype, of course, is already in their mind, that when they see an African-American male and they have dreadlocks, that they're not about any good. And what I see what you're doing is, and I try to do the same as well. You're painting this picture of them that all blacks are not bad.
That's right. We not. And they need to see that.
Yeah.
And that's what the media needs to help do, what you're doing right now. You're helping get the message out there that not all black people are bad.
No, they're not.
It's just the truth. Even though I'm down. I live downtown. Let me tell you.
You worked for that.
Yeah.
You worked for that.
Yes. working hard for it. And, still to this day, when I'm downtown, there's people who are clutching their purses.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I walk in my building, where the office is at and stuff, right? You have people who are still nervous when they see me.
That's because they don't know. They haven't been
exposed.
The key word is exposure.
Exposure. And they don't know. And I don't take offense to it. I just say, you know what? They don't know no better.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to show them. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take, for black people to come together. that's one thing. It's going to take black people coming together and putting out that positive image and uplifting the positive people. Because, you know, out here, the way things are in 2018, when you out here trapping, you cool. But when you got a job as a busboy or a guy at a grocery store bagging groceries, you kind of looked at as lame and not cool. And I think that's wrong. And I'm going to speak on that because I've been on the other side. I've been a busboy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it didn't pay me a lot of money, but I did whatever I had to do to take care of my family. And I had a baby.
You learned a life skill from that.
Yeah. Yeah, everything that I did in the streets, I learned how to put into what I'm doing right now. It just don't have that dark cloud over it. The same business product and all of that, it's the same thing. You got to have a good product. Mm-hmm. The reason why I book out 3 years in advance for events is because people know that when we come, we're giving a part of our heart. And we're going to give it everything we got to make sure that your event is amazing. When I'm doing music, I try to do positive music about my life to inspire somebody. It's time. If we're really trying to help things get better for the black community, black men, I'm talking about me. Mm-hmm. We got to step up and take responsibility for our families because I'm watching everybody else do it. I watch Jewish people do it. I watch Indian people do it. I watch Asian people do it. The men step up and they are the foundation of the family. And that's what needs to be taught. Mm-hmm. That's what needs to be taught. And that's who I am because I'm the same person that made things as bad as they are right now.
Because you could have been a product of your environment by you growing up in a single parent family household
for sure.
And your dad not being around. You could have carried that weight along with you for the rest of your life, how my dad was not there. And you could walk around, you could be the same person that your dad was.
All day long.
And you flipped it.
All day. I had to. Uh-huh. Like it's like I always wanted
something. So don't use that. That is advice to others. Don't use that as a crutch or an excuse to not do right. You know.
That's right.
It's two ways of looking at it. You can be just like that person or you can be better.
That's right. I believe that if you are going to do something in life, be the very best at it. I advise you to make sure that that's a positive thing. A positive thing. You got to make sure it's positive actions. Because if you're doing negative things, trust me when I tell you, nothing but negative is going to come mm-hmm. from it. Nothing. And you got to cut off the loose ends. Anybody that don't believe in your vibe and your positive vibe, they got to go. And I recommend that to anybody.
Family or friends.
Family or friend. Because they need to see. Because what's going to take is your actions. Because people were going, how are you doing these bar mitzvahs? How are you doing these bar mitzvahs? And I'm like, honestly, I love what I do. That's the first thing. Secondly, I make a decent living doing it too. And third, I get to feed a lot of people. There's a lot of people eating off of what we're doing. You know, like I'm providing jobs, I'm writing checks. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Everybody's not going to understand that. And when you have negative people, when those friends and those family are negative people, I know it's going to hurt, but you got to cut them off until they wake up. Because everybody on their own time. And you can't force nobody to be something they not. You can't force them to wake up when you wake up, to go to bed when you go to bed.
And they don't have the same dream as you.
No, they don't. Mm-hmm. Everybody don't have the same mm-hmm. dream as you. But when you do get those people, like I have a lot of people within my brands that I have that are really positive people. And we're all on the same page and we all have the same goal. And that's to be successful. Mm-hmm. And to, like I said, dream big, never give up, and always give back. They have that same mentality, and we're using our art to do it. I know a lot of dancers, a lot of singers, people who are really doing some really amazing things, who are giving back, and it's at the forefront of everything that they're doing. Right. So for me, if you're not on that, you got to let it go. Mm. Seriously. Like, I had to learn that. Trust me, I had to learn that. You know, you get people asking for money. You get all kinds of things. And, you know, me, I done gave away so much money that my accountant pulled me to the side. And I did his kids. Listen, I did his kids bar and bat mitzvahs. And he was like, yo, you gotta chill. You gotta cool out. You've given out a lot of money, which I don't mind doing. But he was right. So that's why I started the Quo Hope Foundation. Doing business as the Quo Foundation.
Okay.
And it's a 501c3, and I'm giving back. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm giving back, not just to my blood relatives. I'm giving back to the communities. And I'm doing it in a way where it's touching the lives of a lot of people.
Okay. In what ways?
Like, for instance, I just did something with the Peace Fest out in Inglewood. They have a house out there at iGrow Chicago. And they had the Peace Fest this past weekend. And it's a house that they have there that was built by the community, for the community. A lady by the name of Robin Carroll came into the community, saw, you know, just the things that are going on in the community, and she was went up to some gang members and said, hey, how would y'all like to take your community back and do something for your people? And it's a little white lady from downtown that did this.
Wow.
And, you know, shout out to iGrow Chicago, the Peace House, Robin and Q and Aaron and everybody. They're constantly feeding the community, but they want the community to feed the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, help me, help you to help
right.
us, that mentality.
You know, I learned from my experience, sometimes it just takes that one positive person, fearless, to go out into. It's like people are afraid to reach out, even our own, you know, to go out into the community, to connect with the children, to see what it is that they're missing, what they're lacking. But it's all about the approach as well, I feel.
I agree. And the approach that they're doing over there.
And for them to be confident in, you know, knowing that they're not being played. They want to feel confident. They can trust. They want to trust you.
Yeah,
yes.
The trust back. Yeah. Trust been lost. The trust and the hope has been lost. And that's what we're given. Like we that icebreaker, that hope, instilling hope in them. Because you got to get that first. You got to get that hope back instilled into the community.
What took away that hope? What do you think it started at? Is this going back to the family?
I think drugs. I think the system that's out there, like that America, and people don't want to talk about it because they get uncomfortable, but there's a system that was put into play.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start hearing something enough times, you'll start believing it. And we started believing it as a people. It's just my opinion. We started, because I'm talking from my own experience. You start believing it. And after a while, you start believing it. You start acting a certain way. You start being a certain way. Because like, oh, don't nobody believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to never be nothing. Oh, man, what do I have? I ain't going to never have nothing. You start seeing what everybody else got. And you start, it starts playing into your psyche.
You become angry.
You become angry and you act out even more. Some people fight it and resist it, but not everybody's that strong.
That's why I have to give, kudos to Vic Mensa.
Oh, yeah.
Because of recently of them, the news about the gym shoot.
Anti-bait truck.
Uh-huh.
Anti-bait truck. Yeah, I got love for Vic.
Mm-hmm.
I had some great conversations with him.
Uh-huh.
Great conversations with Vic. I think that was a great thing to do. I think, you know, getting the attention of the community, getting the attention of the other side as well. That's what that truck did. It got the attention, both sides, to be able to look and go, wait, there's something positive. Wait a minute. We did do this. We was wrong for doing this truck. And here come this guy. He comes and does that. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now the trust that people are going. I think a lot of, I want to, you know, we was talking about trucks. I want to talk about a bandwagon real quick.
Okay.
I think this is one bandwagon that I think everybody needs to jump on. I've been giving back to the community for years. Level Next Music, DuPay Productions, my whole team, we've been giving back for years. Media wasn't really covering young black men doing something positive, right? So now we have this young men and women, let me say that, young men and men and women, because there's a lot of women out there doing things. I believe that this is a bandwagon that everybody needs to jump on, period. And if it's not sincere and you still get on that bandwagon, hopefully in time, it's going to become a part of your everyday. And you're going to put that action in for our community. Because I will say this, you don't have to be a basketball player or a rapper or a singer or a dancer. I mean, there's doctors and lawyers and businessmen and nurses and librarians and radio hosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things that you can do out here, and we got to put that message together. We all have to come together. Let's get on this train, okay? We're going to turn that bandwagon into a train that everybody wants to be on and help pull people on so that we can go to a certain destination. I see different artists coming back in town, because there's a lot of artists from Chicago out
there
in Hollywood, just keeping it 100. It's a lot of artists. And to see those artists come home and wanting to do something for their city, especially a city like Chicago that's infested with gang violence and a lot of shootings and murders and things like that, it's amazing that
mm-hmm.
that's happening.
Yeah.
And when I see that, I don't talk against it. I'm embracing it. And I suggest everybody in Chicago that, you know, seeing this, you need to look at it, experience it, and get on the train. Get on the train because it's real. I've been out here for a minute. We've been out here for a long time. This ain't because it's becoming a popular thing to do. You know, this is real. This is real life. And the only way we can help our people and help, you know, the city of Chicago and the people in the city get a better understanding is we've got to do positive things. We got to highlight the positive things. Because news, I don't even like turning on the TV. Because when you turn it on, it's nothing but another negative. Black man dead or somebody murdered or shot or women mistreated. All this negative stuff. We got to put something in play. What are we going to put in play? You know, we're talking about all this stuff, but what are we putting in play? And a place like I Grow Chicago, communities and schools, right? I rock with that organization as well, right? And it's to help kids dropout prevention. And they're using me. And I'm like, I need to be used for that. Mm-hmm. To help these kids stay in school, I need to be, because I was a dropout and I went back. Mm-hmm. And I got college on the back of my mind. And you might look at me and be like, yo, you don't seem like you need no college. You like you got it going on with the businesses and the real estate and all these things. But nah, I like being able to say I can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I never thought I'd be like, yo, I'm going to college. I'm actually going to take those online classes.
Okay. What are you interested in taking up?
Business.
Okay, of course. I knew that was going to be the answer.
Business all day long. Business and marketing. Because that's what I did all these years.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to doing that. So Columbia College, hey.
Look out for your boy.
Look out for your boy. That's something I'm definitely considering doing it. And I know, you know, my schedule is kind of crazy with all the stuff going on. You know what? I had a lot of thoughts in my head, you know, last night. Because, you know, it was just a very busy holiday weekend for me. And I had a chance to sit back and just think about, I just said, thank you, God. I was going into my car, getting ready to go into my car, and I was like, God, I just want to say thank you because you gave me all of this. I got a responsibility, and I know I have a responsibility. And no matter what, no matter what anyone ever says about me, the one thing that I know they're going to say is he really cared. And he used every inch of him to give back and to help people. So when I got in my car, I was just like, I looked around, I'm like, man, God chose me. I was chose to do this. If you think about the whole story from the very beginning to now to this day, I'm learning from everybody around me, from all the women around me, from all the kids around me, from all the different people, all the different races and creeds and colors. I'm learning a lot. I've learned a lot. And I'm proud of the things that I've learned. I'm always remain humble. You ever see me out? People that come up to me, ain't you that dude them parties, them myths. I saw your thing on CNN or I saw your thing on this. They come up to me and I'd be like, yeah, I'd be kind of embarrassed because I know that's like a famous kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I care more about the on the grind and action of doing something positive, doing something that can uplift people. I care about that more than people knowing who I am.
Very humble.
You know, I know I got my name on my hat, but yo, I'd rather wear this than somebody else's brand.
Hello.
And that's why I wear this hat. It's nothing against nobody else. Mm-hmm. It's just that I don't want to wear another brand on my head. I'm going to wear my brand because my brand stands for something. And it stands for change. It stands for growth. It stands for love. It stands for peace. It does.
I want to go back to talking about a lot of the celebrities, the rappers in particular, coming back to Chicago. And as we know, a week ago, Kanye West did make his way back home.
Yeah.
And it has been a long time since he's come back, but he did come back with apologies and just promises that he was going to come back more often. And he said he will be giving back to the community.
Yeah, I hope that's genuine. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for that brother. But I will say this, you know, forget the entertainment stuff. Turn the cameras off. Forget all of that. Like, I would say this in private. Our people are depending on you, little boys and girls, old, young. They're depending on you. And you have a job to do. And it's not just get on stage and rap. It's not. It's just not. Like, there's no way with all the people before us, all of our ancestors and people before us put that work in. They put their lives on the line. So there's no way that this could possibly be about one individual. People can't put all that weight on Kanye or Jay-Z or anybody like that. That's not fair for us to do. Again, this bandwagon / train, we all need to just shut our mouths and get on the train. Because think about this. Back then, they were fighting for their lives. And at that point, their lives were being lost at an enormous rate. We think this is bad. Back then, they were hanging from a tree, getting set on fire. You know what I mean? That was happening. So now today, we have got to, like LeBron James, like on my feet, LeBron James shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like LeBron James shoes. Like I really love what LeBron is doing. You know, people always compare him and Jordan, right? They'd be like, Michael Jordan ain't never did nothing for, you know. Nah, why don't y'all just invite Michael Jordan on the train if you feel like he ain't did nothing? Ask him to come on, send him a letter. Hey, we got a pass for you, Jordan, to get on this train to help. Like, let's not talk against him, because he did some great things on the court. He did some great. He's still a black man, right? He's still African American. We can't do that. We gotta just pull people on the train. Pull them on the train. Let them on the train. Because once they get on the train, now you can have the conversation about what this train ride is about.
Mm.
And they may not believe in that. They might not believe that train ride. Before they got on it, I ain't getting on that train. I like the way my life is. I'm good. You know, they probably was in that mind frame. But once they get on the train and they start seeing all those beautiful people on the train, and that train is moving, and then it starts changing their mentality and the way they think. And the next thing you know, man, we got everybody on this train, and we really uplifting the communities around the world, not just here in Chicago. Because there's a lot of pockets throughout this American map where it's a lot of violence and people hurting one another. And we take this train and we get it cracking. That's what Martin did. That's what all the different Malcolm X, what so many people did back then. You wasn't seeing black people killing black people back then during the civil rights. They was uplifting each other. They was fighting. It was like, yo, we can't be killing each other because we got people over here killing us. We got to fight for our rights. So we got to get back to that. We got to get back to the spirit of what our ancestors and the people before us did.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that. And I believe I'm one of those people. King of the Misfits. That's what it is. And I own it.
Mm.
Straight up.
Oh, man. I have mad respect for you.
I appreciate
on
it.
On so many levels.
Thank you so much.
When it comes to the family, the community, it's important. It's very important. And you started out from nothing.
Absolutely.
You
nothing.
Know.
Except for love from my mom.
Except for love.
And my family, you know.
You know, so when you go out and do things for other people, it's like it's you working with the sweat off of your back to make things happen. And it's not easy. And that's the thing, when people get involved or they want to get involved, they feel like they can't because I don't have much to give. But it's not all about money.
Nah, it's not all about money. People got that. Because I'm going to tell you, when you get more money, you got more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like, I don't care who you are. If somebody gave you right now $100 million. $100 million. The truth is, you're going to have a lot of people asking for half of it or more than half. The government going to get their cut, then you got the other half of people asking for a cut. So it ain't about that money. It's not about that money. People got to really know their purpose. You got to really embrace it. You got to embrace your purpose.
Yeah. Figure out what your purpose is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And you got to put it into action. You have to. When you do that, you got to explore the world.
And it's not going to come easy. That's the thing. You have to be patient.
People think easy. They listen to them. They think easy. Like, they want it right now. Like, they used to have a saying, slow money is no money. I don't believe that.
Because you are a businessman.
That's right.
You know? And you could have easily went and got a 9-to-5. I mean, what you did, you was a bus boy.
Yeah.
You know? But you knew that that's not what you want to do for the rest of your life.
There's no way.
So you had to struggle a little bit to get where you at right now.
It's not going to come easy. People got to understand. It takes, Ivan Dupay always say this to me. This is somebody, it's like my big brother and producer of all our music. He owns Level Next Music. And he always saying this. He was like, listen. He was like, what is your purpose? He always say to us, what's your purpose? What is your, he's like, what are you doing? When you're doing this music, are you doing it? Are you trying to take people somewhere? Are you trying to share with people? It's not going to be easy. He tells you that it is not going to be easy. He tells us that. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be easy.
No, it's
ever.
Not.
I can't think of anything. You know what? It's easy to breathe. You know what I mean? Like,
we all want to be comfortable.
Right. But but when you got to work, anything that you're trying to do, if you're not putting that time in, if you're not investing time in it, like Ivan says, make your profession, my passion is my profession, is something that he says, right? Like, no, you got to put that work in.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put, he ain't settling for, like, just come in and just write some lines that don't even say nothing. You just scoobity-doobity-doo. You know, he like, no, share something with the people. Share something.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be willing to do that. Sacrifice. You got to be able to sacrifice.
Yes.
The generation today, not all, because I don't like saying all, but some of the generation today, like, they believe just because I posted a picture of me naked online, I'm going to be famous. Or just because I wrote a song and put it out on SoundCloud, I'm about to be famous. There's nothing wrong with thinking the very best. But if you only do that every 2 years and you're not putting in that work, you only do it just to put a song up, you're not going to get the results you're looking for.
Mm.
You're just not going to get those results. You're just not going to. You got to put in the work. And that goes for school, work, family. I mean, name it. You got to put work in.
Oh, my gosh.
And it took me. I was always a hustler, right? But I had to learn the music business. I had to learn how to run a business. Like, we were doing, Ivan taught me stuff about the advertising agencies, right? Like, mm-hmm. I never knew anything about the advertising agency until I got with DuPay Production, DPMG.
Mm-hmm.
And I started learning advertising companies coming in. I'm Leo Burnett. I mean, just all these different companies coming in, and I'm learning how it works. So when my number was called, and God was like, yo, it's your time now. And it's Quo, the recording artist, and it's the owner of Flow Entertainment, a Bar Mitzvah stuff. I knew how to transition because he showed me. Ivan showed me a lot of stuff that I just put it all in a big bowl and put it with this. And I used my relationships. Like, my attorney was Ivan's sister, Melissa DuPay. That was my attorney at law. She helped me get all my whole standard operating procedure down. How I'm going to run it, how I'm going to do things. She helped me do that. And it's because of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the relationships are important, man. They are very important. So I tell the kids that when I speak to them in the schools, I tell them, you may not know it now, but you may need somebody in here. So don't be teasing them about their clothes. Don't be making them feel like they ain't nobody. Because the truth is, y'all all from the same neighborhood.
Yep.
And y'all all are going through some of the same similar things. So why not lift each other up while you're going through these rough patches? Why not lift one another up?
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
have to do that. We have to do it worldwide if we're trying to take back who we really are.
Yeah, you need a whole team for this. You're one man.
Yes.
And you're doing a wonderful job.
And I got a team. Listen, I can tell you right now, I have a lot of people, like my manager, Stephanie Fields. I got to throw out there Kimberly Rudd Resources,
uh-huh.
the whole PR thing. Level Next Music, you know, Ivan, DJ Genre, Taylor Mallory, Richard Patterson, my brother, DJ Boo Man, Miss China, all the people from Flow Entertainment, Gina, Dominique. I'm shouting out everybody that's involved with the things I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they believe in me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, to have people on your same page as you that really believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how unstoppable you can be when you have that? And check this out. Even when you don't have all those people and you just got one, it might be your mama, your grandmama, might be your pastor, might be the radio host, somebody you look up to, that you're listening to, whatever that is, grab hold to it. Grab hold to it. Put the work in. Put the actions in with it. Grab hold to the words they say and a little bit of hope they giving you. You know, hope, you know, I like acronyms, you know, like my hat with the pins, right?
So what do you have with hope?
So hope, helping other people excel.
I love it.
Acronyms just speak at me. I don't know why they just be speaking to me.
That's okay.
But helping people, helping other people excel. Like, and I believe we all have to do it.
So you challenge yourself a whole lot.
Yeah.
You have done a lot of things, Kareem. And one of them, you said, was possibly going back to going to college.
Yeah.
Take on business.
Grown man.
Now, if you had to add something else to this list, something challenging that we know that you will succeed at, what is it that you would like to do?
Get into film.
Okay.
I want to get into film and docuseries. documentaries and movies that have purpose, similar to like you see the movie Will Smith did, Pursuit of Happiness.
Yes.
Yeah, stuff like that. Stuff that when
something
you,
want to use. You is based off of your own life.
Yeah, and you know, to be honest with you, I got some things that's coming.
Mm-hmm. See, that's smart, Kareem. See, that's the thing. You know, it's about building relationships and it's exposing one another, telling a story. This is your life. You're mm-hmm. telling a story yeah. one way or another.
Mm-hmm. And there's some things in work in the works that I'm super excited about. I got some calls not too long ago. And I'm believing. I can't really say it just
yet. Yeah, don't want to put it out there. I was gonna dig it out of you, but I'm not gonna do that to you.
No, I'll be, my phone will be ringing if I do. It'll be ringing from those 10 members I was talking about. But I'm real excited about the future. I'm excited about the future of Chicago. Chicago, I can say this to you. I'm gonna make y'all proud of me. That's all I can truly say. I'm gonna make y'all proud.
Wow. I would close out that way. However, what do you have lined up here in the near future?
Outside of, you know, the bar mitzvah thing, I got a lot of parties these next few months. We don't go dark. Dark is when, you know, it goes down from bar mitzvahs, not until July. So July of 2019.
Wow.
And we'll be dark for a couple months.
But you probably already booked.
Yeah, we booked 3 years out. Actually, I got 4 parties for 2022 now.
Wow.
So I got some parties in Canada, Jersey, Brooklyn. I'll be going out to Manhattan. I got some parties going out there. I'm working on music right now. I'm working on, I've been just recording songs, working on a lot of music. Like every day I'm working on beats. I'm working on beats every day, but I'm actually working on an album.
You have a single out right now, right?
I got a couple songs out. Right now I got GED. It's an older song, but I wrote that song about when I graduated. Like, I just wrote it.
And it is an acronym, and it means something to you. What does this mean?
Get it every day.
Right. So GED. We're going to check that out right now.
Yes. Check this out, y'all. Hey, if you haven't heard it, go check it out. Get it every day, GED, by your boy Kareem Quo Wells. And I'm the king of the mixes.
Get it every day. Get it every day. Left my mama house when I was 16. Had a kid, now I'm on the streets. Poet's hell on the west side, and my brother's been sleeping head to feet. The streets was an upgrade to me. That dope money start coming in. I met music, I met Ivan. My brother's keeper, he took me in. You can't stop my folk when all we know is survival. I'm out here saving lives like it's me and my disciples. You can't stop my folk when all we know is survival. And ain't nobody getting it from me, so this is what I do. Get it every day. Get it every day. Get it every day. Get it every day. 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 Get it every day. Now they paying these fees, cause I paid them dues. Got a lot to prove. House had no food. Teased about my clothes. Teased about my shoes. What I'm supposed to do? Hustle harder than you. Hit the streets cause I gotta eat. Ain't got nothing to lose. Unleash the beast so this beast can feast. This beast needs some new shoes. Mama, mama, I do this for you. Don't give up, I'm living proof. Drama, drama, I leave that to you. Comma, comma, I keep them too. Get it every day. 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 Left my mama house when I was 16. Had a kid, now I'm on the streets. Poet's hell on the west side, and my brother's been sleeping head to feet. The streets was an upgrade to me. That dope money start coming in. I met music, I met Ivan. My brother's keeper, he took me in. You can't stop my folk when all we know is survival. I'm out here saving lives like it's me and my disciples. You can't stop my folk when all we know is survival. And ain't nobody getting it from me, so this is what I do. Get it every day, 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 every day, every day, get it, get it, get it, get it, every day.
Wow, Kareem.
Yeah.
bad. When do you sleep?
Actually, you know what? Honestly, I don't get no sleep. I'm gonna tell y'all. When everybody else is asleep, I'm a night owl in me.
You know, I heard this saying: when people who's up all night or working, they're really smart people.
Ah, really? Mm-hmm. I think I saw something like that on Facebook or something where it said...
I want to believe that. Yes.
Yeah, are you up late a lot?
I am. You know, I'm a night person. Yeah, I work better at night.
Me too. Me too. I'm more creative at night. Yeah. I go to bed mostly 3, 4 in the morning for the most part. And then I'll get up, meet with my trainer around 1:30. You know, I'll get up 10. You know, I got a 2.5-year-old Cadence Lyric. What up, baby? I want to shout out my wife, Evelyn. Ev Dance. Hey, girl. You know I rock with you. Love you. She's so, this morning, listen, girl. Evelyn, if you can hear this, thank you for making me smile this morning. I got to say that. You made me smile. You made me feel great about today. I really mean that. She did.
You hear that, fellas and ladies, okay? This is what it's about, okay?
Yes, yes.
You know, it's about appreciation. It's about acknowledgement. It's about L-O-V-E.
Yeah, and family. You know, family. My daughter, Alexis, I call it my favorite number one, my favorite number two, and favorite number three. My favorite number one is Alexis, my daughter, my oldest daughter. And my favorite number two is my son, Avery. And my favorite number three is my Cadence Lyric, my little baby.
All right.
Yeah.
You got three of them.
Yeah, I got three favorites.
Yeah, I got three favorites, too.
That's what it is.
Three is a good number.
No, wait a minute. Where are you from?
I'm from Gary, Indiana, originally.
You from Gary? Mm-hmm. You ain't from Gary. Where are you from?
I'm from Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
You better tell
me. We're just a hop, skipping, and jumping away. We're like
Midwest
family.
Midwest Properties.
Yes, it is.
Midwest Properties is family.
It is.
The Midwest, we do things a certain way. And one thing I love about the Midwest, we all talk alike. I don't care how you look at
we
it.
Do. We yes, do. Yes, we do.
They we say do. We all sound country. I don't think we sound country.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know why people say that. We sound country. That.
We don't. You know, a lot of our kinfolk are from the South.
The South, yes.
They are.
It's in our bloodline.
It's in our bloodline.
We can't help it.
We cannot help it. I heard it here first.
Okay. So, let's update us with the information. If they want to join... The company. They want to be a part of
Flow Entertainment.
Entertainment.
If people want to be a part of Flow Entertainment, go to GET, the number 2, F is in Frank, LOW. Get to flow.com and just shoot me an email. Shoot me an email. I'll get it. I promise you I'll get it. I got somebody that handles that stuff. I'll get it. If you want to check me out, go on Instagram. It's Flow Entertainment. Or you can check me out on KWOE. Check me out, levelnextmusic.com. I mean, it's just click those links and it'll get you to me some way, somehow.
All right, and if someone wants to put together a bar mitzvah in the future, same site?
Yes, get2flow.com if you're trying to do a bar mitzvah, something like that. But that word of mouth is on the street, so they usually just call, like, it's word
okay.
of mouth. But if you're looking for, like, a sweet 16 or anniversary, I mean, yeah, hit us up. And
okay.
We'll hook you up. We'll take care of you.
I have to tell some of my people around the office, too, because we throw a lot of parties around here as well.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of stuff for a lot of
corporate.
The corporation. Yeah, we do a lot of corporate stuff around the city.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
We have a stage over there, too.
Oh, y'all got a stage?
We have a stage. A
little party room?
Yep.
Y'all be getting it in?
We be getting it in. We just had one last week.
Oh, so
drinks and everything.
How come I ain't get no invite from you?
You know what? Moving forward.
Yes,
that's right.
That's all we can do.
Yep, that's all we can do. And social media, how can we find you?
Check me out at The Real Quo on Twitter. I use that. And I use Instagram. I don't really, Instagram's connected to Facebook. So KWOE on Instagram, y'all. Check me out.
Follow.
I'm trying to do something big for us.
He is big. He's already there, and he knows it, but we know it. I know it.
Yes.
Because this is our first time meeting it, and you have a positive spirit. I can see so much passion in your eyes. This man, he means business. He's all about it. He's a great role model, and whatever you have going on, man, this is home. So
I appreciate that. Listen, I really appreciate this opportunity. I thank you for making me feel comfortable and making this easy. This was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, this is why we did it.
Yes, and I can see in your eyes too. Like, let's just talk about your eyes for a second, since you're gonna look at me in my eyes.
Okay.
And see my eyes look like this. I gotta come at you. No, I can see it in your eyes too that you have love for us. And you have love for doing positive things. To give me this platform, it really means something to me. I don't take it for granted. Thank you so much. thank you to you and your team here, WGN. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we family.
Yes.
So just come on by whenever you want to. You got something going on, just holler at us.
I got you.
This is what this platform is for. We are Shypedia.
Shypedia. Yeah. Shypedia.